Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Piper Sandler Companies, a name you might not hear every day in the investment world, but one that's carving out a solid spot in the financial services space. If you're a long-term investor looking to diversify or dig into niche players with potential, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Piper Sandler, a firm that's been making waves in investment banking and financial advisory. Let's dive into who they are, what's been happening with them lately, and whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, Piper Sandler is a leading investment bank and financial services company operating primarily in the U.S. They focus on areas like mergers and acquisitions, equity and debt capital markets, and financial advisory services, catering to a mix of corporate clients, institutional investors, and even public entities. They sit in the financial sector, specifically within the capital markets industry, and with thousands of employees, they've got a decent footprint for a mid-sized player. Their market cap reflects a company that's not a giant like Goldman Sachs, but still holds significant weight in its niche. So, let's set the stage with a quick look at their recent performance and news before we get into the nitty-gritty of the SWOT. Looking at their performance over the past few years, Piper Sandler has shown some interesting trends. Their stock has had mixed results across different time frames, with shorter-term performance like the past week or month showing some volatility, while longer-term metrics over the past 5 years suggests they've been building value steadily compared to some peers in the industry. On the news front, there's been chatter around their strategic moves and client wins in advisory roles, which could signal strong future pipelines. Now, let's not spoil the details just yet. I'll weave those into our analysis as we go. But with that backdrop, let's jump into the core of today's discussion, the SWOT analysis, where we'll unpack what makes Piper Sandler tick and what could trip them up. Strengths. All right, let's kick off with what Piper Sandler is doing right. First up, their financial performance in the latest earnings call for Q2 2025 was a standout. They reported strong adjusted net revenues and a healthy uptick in operating income compared to prior quarters. This isn't just a one-off. It shows they're executing well in their core business of advisory and capital markets, especially in a competitive sector. For long-term investors, consistent revenue growth like this is a green flag. Another big plus is their return on equity, which is sitting at a solid level based on trailing 12-month data. This tells me they're efficiently using shareholder money to generate profits, something you want to see in a financial firm where capital allocation is everything. Their focus on niche markets within investment banking also plays to their advantage. They're not trying to be everything to everyone, and that specialization in areas like M&A advisory for mid-market clients gives them a defensible edge over broader, less focused competitors. Lastly, their gross profit margin over the past year looks robust, indicating they're not just growing revenue, but doing so profitably. For us as investors, that's a sign of operational discipline, which can sustain long-term value creation, even if markets get choppy. Weaknesses. Now let's flip the coin and talk about where Piper Sandler might be vulnerable. One thing that jumps out is their debt-to-equity ratio. It's not alarmingly high, but it's worth noting for a company in the financial sector where leverage can amplify risks during downturns. If interest rates stay elevated, or if there's a credit crunch, this could squeeze their flexibility. Another concern is their shorter-term stock performance. Over the past month or so, they've lagged behind some industry benchmarks. While this isn't a deal-breaker for long-term holders, it suggests sentiment might be shaky, possibly tied to sector-specific headwinds or missed expectations in certain quarters. Liquidity metrics, like the current ratio, also raise a small eyebrow. They're not in dire straits, but compared to some peers, they might not have as much wiggle room to handle sudden cash needs. For a firm in capital markets, where volatility is part of the game, that's something to monitor. Finally, their dividend yield, while present, isn't exactly a magnet for income-focused investors. If you're looking for steady cash flow from your holdings, Piper Sandler might not be your first pick compared to other financials with juicier payouts. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to the exciting stuff, where Piper Sandler could really shine in the coming years. One big opportunity is the ongoing demand for M&A advisory services, especially in a fragmented mid-market space. Their earnings call highlighted a strong pipeline for deals, and if they keep landing high-profile clients, that could drive significant revenue growth. For long-term investors, this positions them well as a play on corporate restructuring trends. Another area to watch is their geographic focus. While they're predominantly U.S.-based, any expansion into international markets, even if just hinted at in revenue segments, could open new growth avenues. The financial sector globally is hungry for boutique advisory firms with their kind of expertise. Looking at valuation, their forward PE ratio for the upcoming estimate period is in a reasonable range, with the average suggesting the stock isn't overpriced relative to expected earnings. If they hit or exceed those forecasts, there's room for multiple expansion, which could juice returns for patient investors. Lastly, industry trends are in their favor for certain segments. The capital market space, while cyclical, is seeing renewed interest in IPOs and debt issuance as companies refinance or go public. Piper Sandler's positioning here could let them capture a nice slice of that pie if they play their cards right. Threats. Of course, no analysis is complete without looking at the risks, and Piper Sandler faces a few worth keeping an eye on. First, the broader financial sector is notoriously sensitive to macroeconomic shifts. Rising interest rates, inflation, or a potential recession could dampen deal activity, directly hitting their core revenue streams. Their earnings call even noted some sector-specific challenges, so this isn't just hypothetical. Competition is another biggie. They're up against not just the big Wall Street names, but also other boutique firms vying for the same mid-market clients. If they lose key talent or fail to differentiate, they could see market share slip, which would hurt long-term growth prospects. Regulatory risk is always lurking in the financial space. Any tightening of rules around capital markets or advisory services could increase compliance costs or limit their operational freedom. While there's no specific news on this front, it's a constant shadow over the sector. Finally, their stock's beta indicates it's got some volatility relative to the market. For risk-averse investors, especially in uncertain times, this might make Piper Sandler a less comfortable hold compared to more stable blue chips in the sector. As we wrap up this deep dive, let's tie it all together with a long-term perspective. Piper Sandler is showing real promise with strong financials and a focused business model that plays to their strengths in advisory and capital markets. Their recent earnings performance and pipeline suggest they've got momentum, but it's not all smooth sailing. Debt levels, short-term volatility, and macro risks are real hurdles that could test their resilience. For a long-term retail investor, this stock offers a compelling mix of growth potential and niche expertise, but it's not without its caveats. If you're willing to stomach some sector-specific ups and downs, Piper Sandler could be a sleeper hit in your portfolio, especially if deal activity stays hot. On the flip side, if you're more conservative, you might want to wait for a better entry point or more clarity on macro conditions. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT breakdown on MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay engaged with our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses, available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the bullet point SWOT on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see Piper Sandler as a buy for the long haul, or are you sitting on the sidelines? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.